thought that it'd be nice just to do some more of the healing practice. Sorry, you finally got it all together.
I had a read of my notes, Paula, and if it's helpful, I can read and say a little bit about what's said, to, not to do with the dissolution, but it's actually a tent rather than the meteor. Anyway.
Yeah, well, we'll do it at the next one, because different commentaries might say different things. I was just reading Gyalakr Rinpoche's commentary, and he doesn't mention it at all. In fact, the meditation that he leads doesn't even include it. So Tridrang Rinpoche is the cone, but most protection wheels are like a tent, you know. So I think maybe since everybody's got a different idea about it, you know. But he does describe go over the mantra. It's really, you can just Google it and it's right there for free. You can read it. It's really good. Gyalakr Rinpoche, White Tara. But anyway, remember, I didn't know what the eight fears are. So they're basically delusions. They're the attachment, anger, jealousy. I mean, you can guess them. You know, attachment, anger, jealousy, miserliness, doubt, wrong view, and ignorance. I mean, you know those really well. But also, the Tara liberates from the fear of illness, obstacles, and untimely death. Let me say that again. I think we can. Attachment, anger, jealousy, miserliness, doubt, wrong view, and ignorance. Those are our most basic delusions, aren't they? And,
I have seven.
Yeah, seven.
Is that, am I missing one? Attachment, anger, jealousy, miserliness, doubt, wrong view, ignorance. Oh, well, what could the other one be?
Pride.
Oh, yeah, I left out pride, of course. Yeah, pride's one of them. Yeah, definitely. Pride's the first one he talks about. Yeah, I was just scribbling these down just a few minutes ago. Yeah, pride. And, Omtara Chittaritari Soha is basically kind of the essence of the Four Noble Truths. And Tare, when you say Om, Om is the body, speech, and mind of all the Buddhas. And Tare,
which is the Four Noble?
Oh, just in general.
In general.
But Om just means the body, speech, and mind. Mm-hmm. And the Tare liberates from the First Noble Truth. And then Tutare is the eight fears, so that's part of that, you know. And then when you say Tare, that liberates from illness, and the illness of the root is ignorance, you know. So that's sort of like the cause of suffering, you know. And then Tare is the cessation of suffering, the Third Noble Truth. And Soha is like laying the foundation of the path. So basically, when you say Om Tarituri Tarituri Soha, you're just asking to become like Tara. You know, if you want to make it simple. You know, I mean, the whole reason we recite mantras is to become close to the deity. So we're just trying to make, you know, we're imagining that, you know, our body, speech, and mind is becoming purified into the Buddha's body, speech, and mind. I mean, that's the case with all the mantras, you know. But then we get to the Mama Aryu Punijana Pushtim Kuriyo Soha. Jenny was right on with Aryu means your health, like Ayurveda. And Mama is like my life, my strength, my energy. So it's like my life, my strength, my energy are your health. Pune is good fortune. And Jhana, as we said, was knowledge or wisdom. And so that's the increase. So then, so we're saying is we have general Tara's mantra, which is to liberate us from all these, you know, from all the types of suffering, especially our delusions. But then the Mama Aryu Punijana Pushtim Kurusoa is just the increase part. So it's increasing my life, my strength, my energy, my health, my good fortune, and my knowledge. So it's just all goodness, isn't it? Yeah.
Sorry, what was jhana again?
That's knowledge. Knowledge. I mean, I always heard it was more than that. I always heard knowledge was more like the primordial wisdom, like the not just knowledge, but emptiness in its most basic primordial state. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas prajna is more the knowledge that we get from study. You know. Let's just meditate now. We'll talk later. But it will be good, Jenny, to share what you found in your notes, because the tent might work better for somebody else, you know. And maybe Gelug Rinpoche was just making it simpler. And, you know, the way I did it before, I don't remember one. So maybe I had read this. I don't know. You know, and you know, this is a somewhat more complicated version of it. You can just arise as Tara and have the Amitayas on your crown and the six colors and, you know, work with that. And he also said that, you know, because the thing about Amitabha, Amitayas, they're just different versions of the same one life.
Can you just please repeat the first tari? I don't have the tari.
It's the First Noble Truth, liberating from the suffering of...
Okay, thank you.
And so then Tutari is just going into more detail about that, you know, ignorance, hatred, greed, pride, jealousy, wrong views, attachment, what else? Yes. Miserliness. But I don't think that's too hard to remember while you're saying the mantra, because it's basically everything you need to get enlightened, you know. Oh, hi, Elizabeth. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
I was just sleeping. Again.
I'm glad.
I slept almost all the first session, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's fine. That's good.
The sound.
Yeah.
That's all I had. I cannot... There's nothing I can do.
I don't know. We're just glad you're here, you know.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so then I just thought we'd do the healing meditation and recite some mantras this morning. That's all right with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
You can work on the 9-round breathing and the Vaz breath. You can do all that stuff on your own. It's just nice to do group mantra. I like doing it with the group. I think it's nice. It's definitely a benefit from, you know, the whole is greater than the parts kind of thing. So let's just take refuge, thinking about the qualities of all the Buddha. We're not going to read anything. And taking refuge especially in Tara, who liberates from all the fears. And then doing this for all sentient beings. Recite the Sobhava mantra. Om Sobhava Shiddha Sahara Dhamma Sobhava Shiddha. Everything becomes empty. And then from emptiness we rise as Tara. With Amitayas on our crown. And then we can just recollect that we're in the white, yellow, red, blue, green, and purple auras of light, protection, and then from Amitayas's heart, the Hri, we're going to again visualize the light rays going out and bringing back the healing nectars for all of our lost long life potential and the healing qualities of the five elements. And these collect back into the vase and overflow into us. And first we imagine the white nectars and rays restoring our water element. Balancing the pH in all the cells and making our blood strong and our lymph purified and everything to do with the water element. Remembering our hollow body and our breathing. Breathing into the belly, to the middle, the upper lungs. As we exhale, the white light energy goes down our arms and legs, at the crown of our head. Breathing in the light. As we breathe out, it fills up our whole body. We feel more calm and peaceful. And then the yellow nectars come down with the earth healing, filling up our heart. With the inhale, with the exhale, going out to all the parts of the body. Healing our bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, organs, teeth. And then red, fire, warmth, energizing the digestion in the organs and the cells, regulating our metabolism, making the cells healthy and strong. As we breathe in, the nectars pour in. As we breathe out, they fill up the entire body with healing fire energy. And then the wind energy, the green color, goes into the body and all the tissues and cells, making strong lungs, healthy breath, good blood pressure, less anxiety, steady, calm winds, good concentration. And then finally, the space element, mind is purified. All the delusions, self-cherishing, self-grasping. We imagine that self-grasping is completely opened into spacious awareness. Just imagine. And then we experience all five together. Healing and improving our immune systems. And thinking that the body, which is composed of the first four, water, earth, fire, wind. Becomes the perfect suitable basis for developing the concentration and the smooth, because so much of our delusion just comes from unbalanced elements. Earth is related to pride, and fire to attachment, and wind to jealousy, white to ignorance or hatred. So as the elements are balanced, so it becomes the mind, and then with this base element, the mind element is completely purified. So the basis, the body, is purified, and the mind is purified, so that we have a basis, we have aggregates, and within this the mind is completely liberated from grasping itself and other. And we just imagine we just dissolve into space and completely wholesome, loving light of Tara's Guru's loving energy. And then having certainty that this is an actual possibility, that we do have this potential, and creating that longing to realize it, not just for ourselves, but for all sentient beings. We'll recite the mantra for a little while, coming from the heart of ourselves, or the heart of the front generation, with just this longing, certainty, and prayer, calling on Tara to make my mind like your mind, my speech like your speech, and my body like your body, totally realizing clear appearance and divine pride. And as we fill ourselves up with this, then we can also remember that with this light body, the light goes out and touches all sentient beings. And if you don't feel like recitation, if you just want to do the practice of breathing in Tara's blessings, breathing out, giving them to others, you can do that too. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama, Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama, Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama, Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama, Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama, Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama, Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Krishnam Kuruye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama. Yurpuni Jana Pushtim Kuruye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama. Yurpuni Jana Pushtim Kuruye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayurpuni Jana Pushtim Kuruye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayurpuni Jana Pushtim Kuruye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayurpuni Jana Pushtim Kuruye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayurpuni Jana Pushtim Kuruye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayurpuni Jana Pushtim Kuruye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayurpuni Jana Pushtim Kuruye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayurpuni Jana Pushtim Kuruye Soha. And then we just completely let go and relax. And just feel like we're bathed in the waters of love, acceptance, forgiveness, peace. And just sharing that with all beings. Having the slight little recollection that the being that is experiencing this doesn't exist the way it appears. So it's just space. There's no I. Just space, breathing in and breathing out love and care and healing for all beings. White and rainbow light. think this is the guru. Radiating crystal light, body radiating rainbow lights, in the nature of love, in the nature of emptiness. Just spacious awareness that has the quality of love. This quality nourishes every cell in your body and obliterates every thought of me. All the concepts about me. Especially all the unwholesome thoughts about me. In actual nature, I'm just spacious awareness manifesting love. Everything else is a hallucination. Then we can dedicate the merits. Remember to dedicate the merits with emptiness. Page 15. Through the merit collected by this practice, may I quickly attain the state of the wish-fulfilling wheel, and may I lead all living beings without exception to her state of enlightenment. Thus dedicating the roots of merit. So then we'll have Qigong again at 10 to 12.